I think we're good now.
Yep.
Thank you, Diane.
Yep.
This is a service that you could provide, right? All you have to do is say, you need to hit the record button now, right? Okay, so this is Stephanie, and I'll be very fast with these. I can do it, I promise. Shifting your mind to see the potential areas they need and being able to visualize them. You both just popped these off, and I would not think of them quickly. So that shift is a struggle. Can you say a little bit more about that, Stephanie?
So when you were just talking with Charlotte, you know, and talking about the process of they come into you with one area, and then you, it's like you instantaneously see those other avenues available to them, shifting to look at that and pull that in and then try and incorporate that doesn't happen as quickly for me as what I hear you and Ed say on the calls. Mm-hmm. And so trying to train yourself around that is somewhat of a struggle right now for me.
And I think that's natural, right? Like, I've had 7 years to think about this. And if any of you have thought about something for 7 years, you're just a lot more, you have a facility or an ease with it. So what I will say, if I can offer some advice, is just keep a running list of the most common discrete problems that you hear about with your clients. So with my workshops, the various ones that I offer, which is most of them are focused on strategy, I'm like, what is the problem? And then what is a discrete outcome I could offer within 90 minutes or 3 hours? And now, like, I just have a list, right? What's a problem? Scattered messaging, fractured, confusing messaging. Great. Let's come up with your core messaging toolkit. I heard about that so often, especially from startups, right? A whole other one is value proposition. People are terrible at communicating succinctly why you should care. Great, I have a workshop for that. So you don't have to be really fast with being able to come up with new offers, but do start, think of it like a menagerie of problems, right? And eventually you can come up with an offer for each one of those. Does that help? Good. Okay, Diane. What
I actually had two in there. One about the local love.
You may have already covered this, but I created an AB juicy offer with a C bonus. Will that work? You mean you gave them two different price options within the same offer?
Yes. I get, like, one is for two 90-minute sessions, and then if they don't want that, then would a downsell to a one 90-minute session. And then another downsell to asynchronous training.
I think that's wonderful. I really like price anchoring. And I think sometimes giving them two options, you're preempting their objections.
Okay. And then as a bonus for someone who signs up for with me, quarterly road mapping sessions at $675.
Right. And so I like that. If you have that follow-on offer, right? I do that when I sell a bigger brand development engagement. I will bundle in a strategy subscription for 6 months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like that you already have that conceptualized, because if you can sell either A or B, then it's very easy for you to say, hey, and a lot of my clients will benefit from adding C. Is that something you want to do right now? And they may have even already seen it in your offer. So I really like your approach.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, your next question. What about asynchronous training offers? I'm thinking of offering that as an option that smaller businesses might jump at. So I have played around with this, and this is kind of like one feature or benefit, I guess it's both, of my coaching offers. Mm-hmm. Where they're able to send me questions And then I will answer those questions typically within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you are offering to be on call and answer questions and even help them with problem solving, I think that's a wonderful thing to offer. It's been very effective for me. And I will say, and I mentioned this earlier, I like Loom videos because they're faster for me than writing emails, because I can talk really fast if I need to. And for whatever reason, if you send people a video, it just feels more premium somehow, more attentive mm-hmm. than just writing an email response.
Yeah, I created a Loom account last night so I could kind of do that. What I was actually thinking was, you know, yes, I can do that, which you had just said, but offering an actual, like, several sessions of training that mm-hmm. they can sign up for, like on a Domestika, Domestika trainings, but it would be on my site.
I love that. And I definitely do that with my coaching clients where I'm like, hey, I have 6 modules of training.
Yes.
And then what I'll do is like, hey, you're going to go through 2 and you're going to do the assignments or go through the exercises, and then we'll do a one-on-one session. And then you'll do 2 more and do some more assignments and then do a one-on-one session. And then you'll finish up all 6 modules, and then we'll do a final session to kind of close it down and send you on your way. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. I misunderstood what you meant by asynchronous training, but I use Podia. I think it must be a competitor to Domestika. Teachable is another one. Kajabi is another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a really nice way to add value to an engagement without adding time.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're not doing one-on-one training with them anymore. And they may be getting 20 hours worth of your expertise,
mm-hmm.
but you've actually reduced your time investment to 3 45-minute one-on-one sessions. And that's right. just a little trick. I've never had anyone complain about getting 45 minutes instead of 60. And we always run over. And that means I'm not late to my next thing if we're at 52 minutes instead of an hour and 7 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. So if you do sell sessions,
mm-hmm.
don't sell hour-long sessions, sell 45-minute sessions. You can still get done everything you need to get done.
Okay, great.
Anyway, you all were a pleasure as always. Thanks for bringing such wonderful questions and such wonderful observations too. This is a fun group. And I will see you next week. Session number 5.
Bye.
Bye.